Where do raving fans really come from? At Velocio, we believe it starts with the people behind the work. Welcome to Raving Fans Start Within, a podcast that gives you a behind-the-scenes look at the team members who bring our culture, projects, and values to life.
Welcome to the podcast today. I'm Robbie Morrison, the CEO of Velocio, and I'm here with Rob Urbanowitz. Rob, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, sure, Robbie. Let me start with what my role is here at Velocio. I'm the Senior Vice President of Client Engagement and Project Management. So I love the role because I'm working with clients every day and I'm working with our team to basically, you know, deliver the best of Velocio with our clients.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Rob. But let's don't be all about business. Can you tell me a little bit about your passions, hobbies?
Man, look, I've loved sports my whole life. So anything I can do that's related to sports is something I'm passionate about. You know, I started playing basketball and then the knees went out. So then I started running and then the legs and the feet weren't working so good. So then I started biking and I'm still doing that. I've always been a water person. I was a lifeguard. I love swimming and then I've loved water sports. So you name it, tubing, kneeboarding, wakeboarding, water skiing. I just love being on the water and doing those kind of sports. So that's what I'm really been passionate about. And luckily, my wife and I go up to Michigan a lot and we spend time up there on the water. And those are the things we do. It's a lot of fun.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, and I got to go to a Braves game with you and see a person that you coached in as an elementary student hit a home run and win the game for us. And Sean Murphy, well, right?
That's right. Sean Murphy, if you're listening there, and you know, great job. I'm sure you learned it all from me.
Right. That was fun there. It was a fun game. I'll just sit with you and see that. So how long have you been with Velocio?
So I'm over 10 years now. You know, I started before Velocio. So I was here when the name Velocio was created from the merger of SBS and Socius. And, you know, it's been just a great journey for those 10 years.
That's great. And thank you for being with us for so long. Me and you came together, when Velocio formed, and it's been a great, a great ride together. So what did you do before Velocio, and how did that path twist and turn to get you here?
Well, I probably should give a little bit of history because each role that I've had in the past has contributed to what I've been able to bring to Velocio. So I spent 15 years with Deloitte. I was a CPA there, audit, did that for about 6 years, and then I transitioned to the consulting side. And that's where I got all the technology consulting and all the experience there working with, you know, mainly enterprise clients. And then from there, I ended up working at two SaaS-based companies, literally before SaaS was even known. We had to go to clients and tell them and explain to them what SaaS was. And I was in marketing and sales in both of those organizations. And then I've had two companies that I basically owned. So one I was a partner with, another guy, and we did advisory boards that were very strategic with technology companies. And then I had my own company, which was all about digital marketing and digital transformation for marketers. So all of that background and experience, then I came into Velocio and basically gave me an opportunity to lead our practices that were the SaaS-based Microsoft practices. And I took all those learnings that I've had working with SaaS-based companies, in SaaS-based companies, delivering consulting services and leading teams and, you know, owning a company, that I was able to bring into Velocio and, you know, hopefully help make us a much better organization for our people to work and for our clients to work with us.
Well, I can definitely affirm that. You definitely made it a better place for all of us to work, including myself. So thank you. So, you know, as you you came here and you've been working with us more than 10 years, not be quite that long, but some of us at 10 plus years. When was that moment where you thought, yep, this is the right place for me? This is where I want to spend my career.
You know, I can't say there was one moment, Robbie. I mean, the first moment was when I hired on and, you know, I started working with Jeff Geisler and of course, Hirsch Patel. I mean, just great people. I loved, I guess, the culture of, at the time it was Socius. And then the next real moment was when we merged and the culture of both those organizations was similar and it coming together and creating a much bigger organization. I mean, that's when I felt like, wow, this is really going to be a great thing because that, you know, size and scale that we were then able to create. And then every time along the way, we've made an acquisition, we've grown and hit another milestone. It's just been more affirmation around, hey, this is the right place. We've had some great leaders here, including yourself, who are passionate about our people and our client. So, I mean, every day I probably have another experience that's literally like why it's a great place. I love working with our people. I love leading teams. You know, today we had a great team meeting and it was just fun sharing experiences, you know, just going around the room with, hey, tell us something that's great about happening at Velocio and tell us something great about yourself. And it's just so good to meet our people, experience life together and, you know, work in a great environment like we have.
Thank you for sharing that. I got to tell you, it's energizing to get to come work with the passionate and driven people that we have at Velocio. I truly enjoy it myself and, you know, people like you, but also, you know, some of our associates and people just new to the organization, bringing in new passion and excitement is exciting for me. So it's great. So, you know, you've been here a while. You've led a lot of our teams through some major growth. Moved around into different roles to help with different parts of the organization. And we really appreciate that. But is there any advice that you would give to a new person coming on board to Velocio?
I think the piece of advice I give to someone who comes on at Velocio is take the time to meet as many people within Velocio as you can. There's such good people here. And actually, the more we connect with others outside of our own team, the better it makes the experience for the individual and for our clients. And, you know, I guess the other point I would make is, you know, have a little patience because there's a lot of really good things happening. It doesn't always feel like it's happening fast, but it's happening. We are in a great growth mode. You know, we've got a great strategic partner that we're working with. And, you know, I'm just so excited for the future that if you get some time, the future is going to be bright.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you, Rob. And I couldn't agree more. You know, meeting everybody across the organization is a great part of my job, getting to meet people as we go around and do our city tours. But I think just as we connect and we learn more about each other, we can really help to uncover those gems and the different viewpoints of the company that'll help us through our growth curve. Thank you so much, Rob, and I appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
You bet, Robbie, and thank you for your leadership.